In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the memory of the Holy Apostle Philip, one of the 12. And the epistle and gospel are chosen in his honor. The gospel tells us about how he was called by Jesus, how he became a disciple. And then the epistle tells us generally about the apostles and the difficulties and the struggles that they faced in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world. In the gospel today, we heard about how Jesus found Philip and called him to follow him as his disciple. And Philip, recognizing Jesus for who he is, eagerly follows him. He goes and he shows that he has the heart of an evangelist by taking this word, this message, immediately to his brother, his friend, Nathanael. And he tells him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth." Philip apparently had been studying the Old Testament scriptures and longing to know this Messiah whom the Holy Spirit had foretold throughout the Old Testament law and in the Psalms and in the prophets. And he had recognized Jesus as being this one, and so he comes and he proclaims this word to Nathanael. He has the heart of an evangelist because, first of all, he sought after the salvation that God promised. He didn't just sort of take it for granted, but he diligently searched the scriptures, trying to find this one who was bringing salvation. And then, having found him, he eagerly brings him to others, knowing that this salvation is not just for one person or just for a few people, but it's for all. And we can certainly learn from Philip's example in his evangelistic work. Notice that he doesn't sort of make a big show of the proclamation of the gospel. He brings it to his friend out of a heart full of love, not as one who is simply trying to win converts in order to get sort of notches on his belt. This is not an effort to win brownie points. Rather, he is filled with joy over the gift, the treasure that he's found. And he wants to share it out of love with others so that they can know that joy as well. Now, when Philip comes to Nathanael, he receives a little bit of an off-putting response, right? Nathanael must have been jaded. He must have had some wounds in his soul that kept him from sort of eagerly adopting this message like Philip had. I mean, all it says is that when Jesus came to Philip, he said, "Follow me," and Philip said, "Okay." But Nathanael is a little bit of a harder sell. When Philip brings this word to Nathanael, Nathanael says, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" You know, like, I mean, you're telling me that the great Savior that God has been promising for millennia has come out of, you know, the town next to ours? Maybe, I don't know, maybe their hometowns were rivals. And he couldn't believe that anything good came out of Nazareth. But notice then Philip's response, again showing that heart of a true evangelist. With great patience, he doesn't give up. He doesn't lash out. He doesn't say, well, you idiot, of course something good can, you know, God can bring, you know, children of Abraham out of these stones. He can, of course, bring a savior out of Nazareth. But no, he very patiently responds, come and see. Just come and see for yourself. Again, I think this is really the spirit of Orthodox evangelism, to invite people to come and experience for themselves the glory of God within the church, to experience for themselves the saving and healing power that is found in Jesus Christ. You know, it's that experience that really reaches people in a profound and lasting way. It's said of the early Russians that when Prince Vladimir was seeking after the truth, he sent emissaries to learn about the four great world religions, including Orthodox Christianity. And his emissaries sent to learn about Orthodoxy came to Constantinople, and then they returned to him and he asked for a report. And the report was this: after worshiping in the Church of Hagia Sophia, Holy Wisdom, in Constantinople, they said, we did not know whether we were in heaven or on earth. That experience was what convinced them and then convinced Vladimir and convinced all of the Russian people to adopt Orthodox Christianity. And I think that is what we are called to do, like Philip, to be aware of those who are searching and hungering after salvation, and then to share with them what we've found and invite them to come and see. You know, as I said, Philip received a sort of off-putting response, and this could be seen as possibly the absolute most minimal form of the resistance that the apostles received as they spread the gospel throughout the world, which is told by St. Paul in today's epistle reading. So we shouldn't expect that it's going to be easy. We shouldn't expect that every time that we invite someone to church, every time that we share with someone the salvation that we've found, that it's going to be a joyous adoption on their part. Paul says that as the apostles spread the faith, they were considered fools and weak, disreputable. And that in pursuing this gospel proclamation, they hungered and thirsted. They were ill-clad and homeless, beaten sometimes. They labored, and yet, filled with the hope that is in Jesus Christ, they persisted. Instead of reviling, blessing. Instead of persecuting, or instead of giving up when they're persecuted, enduring. When they're slandered, instead of sort of lashing out in return and slandering back, they tried to conciliate and reconcile with those who were harming them. And so, brothers and sisters in Christ, let us persevere also in sharing the hope that is in us with those around us who are in desperate need of hope. To the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, together with his Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.